Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We're on the second wide line of Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to learn now the final Mishnah in Masechtas Kiddushin, the final Mishnah in Seder Noshim, the final Mishnah in the first half of Shas. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Sha'asokav Im HaNoshim. As you know from the previous Mishnayis and the previous Gemaras, there's a concern about Yichud, that a man should not be in seclusion with a woman, because unfortunately it might come Lidei Avera. But even if it doesn't come Lidei Avera, the Yichud alone of being secluded together, that itself is prohibited. You'll recall in the previous Mishnah that we had on Pei Amud Beis, Lo Yisyached Odom Im Shtei Noshim, a person now that have Yichud not only with one woman, but even with two women. However, the Mashmois of that Mishnah was that one could be miyachid with three or four or more women. You don't have to worry that they're going to come lidei chet. So it says our Mishnah, Kol Sha'asokav Im HaNoshim. If his business involves ladies, and we're going to see in the Gemara a whole bunch of businesses that require interaction with women, Lo Yisyachid Im HaNoshim. He has to be very, very careful that everything being done in public, or that other men are there, so that you shouldn't come lidei yichud in women. And Rashi immediately says that although the previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Beis said, be careful of yichud and noshim, there it said only two ladies. Here, we're talking about even three or four or five or even 100 ladies. He should be careful not to be misyachid. And the reason for that, explains Rashi, is since he is close to them, he speaks to them on a daily basis, he's involved in buying and selling. These are his customers. Asokav Im HaNoshim. So therefore, there's a certain closeness. Probably after 25 years, he knows their first name. This one is Nancy, and this is Sally, and this one is Sprinza, and so on and so forth. If Chas V'Sholem, the Yetzirah comes close, then they might be Mechapes Olam. Mechapes Olam means they might cover up for him and say, don't tell anybody, because after all, you know, Mr. Smith, he's so close to us, such a wonderful person. He comes by all the time and we have interaction with him, and so on and so forth. So therefore, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that it's even more than the two women that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. We learned back on Daf Choftes Daf Lamed that there's a mitzvah of everybody to go and teach their sons a trade. Our Mishnah tells us, yes, that's all very, very good, but the trade should not be a trade involving women. If you can avoid it, have a different type of trade or craft or business, so you shouldn't have to have that interaction with women, because that could come the day of it. Remeir Omer, since we're talking about businesses, a person should go and teach his son and umnes nekiyah and kala. What is exactly nekiyah v'kala? Says Rashi, mefarish b'gemara shapir. We'll see that amirchem on the Amud Beis, the definition of nekiyah v'kala. V'yisbal l'misha oisher v'nechosim shaloi. And coupled with going into business, learning a trade, he has to be mespal to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he should have hatzlocha. She'ein umnes she'ein ba'anias v'ashiris, shaloi anias mina umnes, v'loi ashiris mina umnes. Every single trade, every single business, you'll find that there are people that are rich and there are people that are poor. So there's no umnes where exclusively everybody is wealthy, or a business where everybody exclusively is poor. Every business has both aniyim v'ashirim. So ultimately, who makes the decision? It's up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam.
Make an exception?
That's here.
Teaching
in public school.
No one's rich.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very good. As you know, all rules have exceptions. But that's really not a trade per se. Yes, it's certainly something that keeps you busy. And
it's a trade-off.
Trade-off. Uh-huh. Very good. Beautiful. So says the Mishnah, she'en umnes she'en ba'aniyas v'ashiris, shle aniyas mena umnes v'li ashiris mena umnes, ela ha'koy lefiz chusay. Everything is based on his chusim. In other words, the mitzvahs that he has done, and what a Kodesh Baruch Hu endows him with a blessing. Reb Shimon Eluzer, Aymer, re'isim yemecha, chay va'oif she'esh lehem umnes. Did you ever go and see a wild beast and or a bird that they have some sort of trade or some sort of business? Yet we find that Baruch Hashem, they have parnasa and they have no problem. They don't have to go and put up signs, help signs, put wanted ads. They have parnasa without any problems. V'haloi, loy nivru el l'sham sheni. We people were only created to be mishamish to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Forget. V'haloi loy nivru el l'sham sheni. All of these chayes v'oifis were created to go and mishamish me. Why does Hashem create behemoths chayes v'oifis in the world to go and help out mankind? And people were created to go and be mishamish, in other words, to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. Einoidin shesparnish libetzar. So lechoyre al pisvara al pidis koshkein, if these behemoths chayes v'oifis, which are not mishamish directly to Rabbeinu Shalom, they are created to mishamish me, mankind. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them a special bracha that they don't need to go and have an umnis, and they have parnosish libetzar. We, mankind, that was created to go and serve Hashem, certainly Hashem should have made it easy for us, so to speak, to mispanish Leibetzah. So why do we have all of these problems? L'shayrosi ma'asai v'kipachti es panasosi. Because my ma'asim were not up to snuff. They unfortunately were not total mitzvahs of ma'asim toivim. Therefore, v'kipachti es panasosi, I forfeited my panasa as a result. Now, of course, the Mefoshim point out that the reason why we have problems with panos already comes back to other marishayin, the zeis apecha toichal lechem, no question about it. Mitzavoin techlena, it's going to be with hardship and great work. However, if a person would do mitzvahs amas and tovim the way he should, Kodesh Baruch Hu would make it much easier for him. By the fact that the person, unfortunately, does do things which are not proper, then he has to shvitz a little bit more than he would otherwise have to shvitz. Abagurian ish Tzadian, Abagurian from the town of Tzadian, Uimimishim Abaguria. Not sure if these are related, Abagurion and Abaguria. Anyway, but Abagurian of Tzadian was quoted in the name of Abaguria, Lihilamet Odom Esbenoi, Chamor, Gamol, Kador, Safon, Roya, Chenveni, Sheumnuson, Umnus Listim. The following list are lists of Parnassus, which unfortunately often involve a certain amount of Gezel. What are those? Chamor is an azel driver, that's a donkey driver. A gamel is a camel driver. A kador is someone that is involved in pottery. In other words, manufactures pots or sells pots, from the word kederos. A sapon is a person who's a sailor. He goes and sails on the high seas. He's in the svina. Roe is a shepherd. Chenveni is a storekeeper. All of theirs, umnis listim. Now, why would you say they're umnis listim? What's so terrible about these guys?
Don't we have like some major figures in our, like David and Moses, weren't they shepherds?
Very, very good. So what the Gemara is not saying that each and every one of them is automatically a listim. He's just saying, if you have to learn a trade other than these, because these are susceptible to the problem of gezel. But of course, if you happen to be in one of these trades, be the sterling example of what one should be and what one could be, and do not engage in gezel or listim. So now, why do we assume automatically these trades involve chas v'shalom a certain amount of listim? So Rashi explains, because the chamor, the gamol, the sapon, kader, these say Rashi. If you look at the where is this Rashi? Rashi is about 60% down the amud, maybe 2/3. Chamor, gamel, safon, kader. Balikronais, here it says balikronais, that seems to be a mistake. Hey, since we just use the term kader, you'll notice on the side, not in all the Gemaras, but many of the Gemaras that have the changes, the kader is instead changed, not kronais, but into kederois. And therefore, balikederois, the kader is one in charge of pats. Anyway, we're continuing on, kol elu umnus listiois, why? Kishalonim bedrachim, these, for instance, the driver of the chamor, of the gamel, the sailor, etc., when they are sleeping en route, heim nechnosim. Okay, the sapan, obviously, this is not so appropriate. But if a person happens to be a driver of chamorim or gemalim, and if he's a bali kederos, and he's selling his wares, his kederos, from place to place, so at night, what do they do? Kishalonim bedrachim, him nechnosim, v'loitim eitzim in akram. They'll go next to a farm, an orchard, a vineyard, where there happen to be extra pieces of wood lying around, upeirois, and extra fruit. And guess what? He's going to take some of them, figuring, okay, you know, that's the price of owning a kerem, that you have people that are travelers are going to go and and take from time to time some of the fruits and some of the wood. The wood presumably they used for making a fire, either to warm themselves or to give them protection or to give them light or to cook or whatever. Anyway, but that they're involving in Gezel. They didn't knock on the door of the vineyard owner and say, can I take some fruit and some wood? The oishin is currently odom mavirin al tenor. They go and make up in advance. This happens to be the driver of Hamar. He charges him $25 from here to New Jersey. And then he says, oh, I didn't anticipate all that traffic. If I had known the traffic, I would have charged you $50. So you have to pay me at least a tip of another $10 or whatever it happens to be. Anyway, so these unfortunately can lead to Gezel. As far as the Roya, Rashi says, Behemis Elu, Behemis Shaloi Shemaviran Lirois Besod Acherim. A person who is a shepherd of his own animals, what will he do from time to time? He will take those animals and he'll have them go and graze in other people's fields. Or the Chanmani, says Rashi, Malumid Ba'ayna. He is, unfortunately, he is trained to go and fool people. Lahatal Mayim Biyayim. He is selling barrels of wine and he adds a little bit, only 5%. It won't be noticeable. He adds some water. Or Tsroiris Bachitim, the chitim which are sold by weight. He has little pebbles, little pieces,
impurities,
so it should be a little bit heavier.
We see that on the west side, just unbelievable number of people doing pots. And
doing pots or smelling pots?
Yes.
Or both?
Almost every block.
Yeah, exactly, unfortunately.
And they're probably adding stuff to it.
Well, whatever it is. Anyway, but getting back, thank you for sharing that with us. But the point of the Mishnah is that these are the types of businesses that Chas V'Shalom lend themselves to potential gezel, so try to stay away from them, so you shouldn't have that issue. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Yes, I'm sorry, what's the sailor? You know what, Yirei Hashem we're going to see in another moment, but before we get to Yirei Hashem, if you go back to that same Rashi about the Chamer Gamel, Rashi gave two reasons. Number one, because they steal the wood and the peiros, that wouldn't seem to be that appropriate for the person in the boat. However, Rashi continues, Niskorim li odom mavirim al tanon. Person goes, he's the person in charge of the ship, the captain of the ship, and they are charging $500 to go from here to London over the water. And then they encounter all types of tidal waves and all types of traffic and this and that. The other thing, he says, Rabbi Isai, we used up much more fuel than I expected and we had fewer passengers than I expected. Sure. Everybody has to get a surcharge of $100, etc. So that's what Rashi's referring to by the scene. He's telling him. What happens if you go over to someone, give me $100. If you don't, bang, bang, right? That's also I'm telling him, right? Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees on a couple of these. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoy, Chamorin Ruben Rishon. That I agree with you. The reason is Sadrashim Nelistiyois. Like we said, because unfortunately they are prone to go and steal. However, Hagamolin Ruben Ksheirin and Asaponim Ruben Chasidim. What's the reason why the Gamolim are Ksheirim, Saponim, Chasidim? So Rashi addresses this as well. Rashi says, Hagamolim Ruben Ksheirim, Sheporsin, Lemidborois, Lemokim, Gidude, Chayis, Velistim. They have to go far out into the Midbar, where unfortunately there are a lot of wild animals, and a lot of Listim, a lot of gangsters and bandits. Vireim Lenafshim, and they are afraid when they're going through the Midbar. And as a result, they get Shvira Salev, and they say, Rabbi Nishaloylam, help me and save me, because I know you're the ultimate savior in this situation.
And they want
Gamal Chasadim. Hasaponim, Ruben Chasidim, says Rashi, because they're Porcelain Lamokim Hasakona. That's really Sakona, they're going on the high seas. The Tomid Heim Bir Oda, they're constantly trembling. Yoisim and Agamal, even more than those that are going by camel into the Midbar. So therefore, these people are really, really erlich and really from, and they're chassidim. Okay. Next case. Toiv shebaroi from the Gehenim. Now, don't tell this to any of your doctor friends, but what's the reason why toiv shebaroi from the Gehenim? So Rashi says three reasons over here. If you look right before the wide line, says Rashi, toiv shebaroi from the Gehenim. Number one, eina yori min acholi umacholi machol briyim. He is not worried about getting sick after all, he went to a doctor, so I can always take care of myself. Rabbi Nishalayim, I give you free ride with me. You just take care of everybody else. I'm a doctor. I know what to do. If I have the sniffles, I know exactly how to take care of it. So you get a free ride. So he doesn't believe any yori menacholi umacholi machabriim. Of course, he's careful to go and eat only nourishing foods like kegel and chulin on Shabbos, so he shouldn't have any problems with any digestive system, whatever. So that's number one. Number two, v'ini mishab libo ilam mokum. Okay, so that goes together. So therefore, he never has to pray Hashem refa'enu Hashem v'nei rofe. I'm going to be gezunt. He leaves that bruch out in Shemoneh Esrei. That's number one. Number two, pa'am mishahirin nefashis. Sometimes, unfortunately, he gives the wrong medication, or he performs surgery, and unfortunately, the patient, Nebuch, they have to call the Chevra Kadisha. So that's number two. And number three, the Yesh B'yodel Rappi, so Anivein Rappi, what happens if there's a poor person who needs medications, needs medical help, but unfortunately he has no insurance policy, he doesn't have Medicare, he doesn't have Medicaid, well, sorry, go to another doctor. So therefore, he had the ability to go and help out, and he doesn't. Three reasons why Chas v'Shalom Tev
Shebrenim.
But the honor sometimes.
So there shouldn't be doctors in the Jewish?
Each one of these, the points of the Mishnah is, if you have to be in this profession, go and try to be the sterling example that people will say, oh, this is the doctor that I would want my son to be, or that I would like to be, Yirei Shemayim, that Baruch Hashem, he helps people, and Chas v'Shalom doesn't do anything wrong.
Of course, there's a famous Tiferet Yisrael on this. This is the Tiferet Yisrael that was expurgated in many editions, but has now been restored.
Uh-huh.
Where he relates a story about Moshe Rabbeinu that when the king of Arabia heard about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and he was amazed who was this Moshe Rabbeinu? Who was this Moshe who could take the entire people out?
Mm-hmm.
So he sent his physiognomist and his artist to go and out just to meet the Bnei Yisrael, and the artist drew and the physiognomist approved. This is the picture, and actually it was the artist drew, and he came back to Melech Harav, and Melech Harav said okay to his physiognomist, what can you tell me about this person from his features?
Mm-hmm.
And his gentleman says, this man is clearly a dreaded criminal,
mm-hmm.
capable of every evil under the world.
Right.
And the king of Arabia says, but this is impossible. I mean he takes his hero from his throne. I'm going to go see myself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the story that I'm going to tell. And uh-huh. He rides out and he meets with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he sees that the picture is full justice, and it's exactly as the cluster upon him of Moshe, and he speaks with Moshe, says, I've sent my artist and I have my physiognomist clearly he's been eating at my table. Well, I've been feeding him as one in-house professional, and he's worthless. He's lied to me, and he's tricked me all this time. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. He says, that's absolutely correct. He's a brilliant scientist. This is indeed my nature. I am the worst of people. I am Bull Eitz, is the language used in
the... But the Torah changed him, I imagine, that's the punchline.
Don't take away the punchline, that's it.
But through the intervention of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and my following mitzvot, I have been able to transform myself into a different person. And the King of Arabia is satisfied, and the moral is, of course, that... that firstly, there is such a thing as a tov sheberofim, but he plays with danger all the time. This is one of the types of dangers that he could get involved with by speaking the truth to someone who is unprepared for the truth. So, in many editions of the Mishnah. In the first half of the 20th century, that there's a blank section in the Tiferet Yisrael, but I've seen that in the new edition, it's restored.
Yishkoyach. Okay? So bottom line is, from what you're saying, is that everybody, no matter how they are born, they can be miskaber on the Yetzirah and rise to the occasion like a Moshe Rabbeinu to become a Godel Hador. Very good. Beautiful.
And Moshe became
Tuvia. Tuvia, yes.
And Rick Schoenfeld once told me.
Yes, yes.
He was a bat here in the West Side, down Rinneker, and Schoenfeld, he once went to Rav Shach. As Rav Shach, this Gemara says, Toh, she broke him again.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. What does that mean?
Right.
Shach said, Las Blavo, in Aden, you only need doctors. Gehenim need doctors.
Very good.
Maybe we should keep the stories till the end.
during the treats.
Zokti Moravite, Zokti Mishnevite, Vahakoshe Shiba Tabochim Shutfoy Shalom Molek. Even the best of Tabochim. Now, Tabochim over here means either butchers or could even mean
Shochtim.
What's the reason why they are Shutim Shalom Molek? So Rashi says on the first wide line, Tev Shiba Tabochim, Sveiki Trefois Bois Liyodai. After all, every Shoichet and every butcher from time to time is going to have meat that he's not sure whether it's a Trefo or not. And he's going to be mekel because he's going to be chos alma moinoi umachilan. After all, he doesn't want to lose a whole cow. He loses a whole cow because of strafa. Holy cow, what a loss he will have to incur. And so therefore, he'll be mekel and say, it's an ishkefelech, a bissel
shver. Shifo shal molek, though, it's an interesting language for such a...
You're 100% right. So what's a bissel shver is, why would it go and say it's similar to a molek? Why don't you just simply say, it's not good? So there's a toisis rehazokain here on the left-hand margin, who says something fascinating.
Look
at the last...
Oh, wow.
Oh, exactly.
we heard a good Terence, though, for that.
Anyway, the last of the narrow line, Sheba Roifin, number one, Shemei Nisim. No, forget about Roifin. Next, Sheba Tabachim, says the Toises Riyazakin, Sofik Trevis Boli Yodom, the Chosanam Amoinim, Kol Zeh Mirashi, which we just had. The Istam of Farshi, She Umnus Melamdoi Achzorius, Afil Hatoiv Shebehem Achzori, Verak Amolei. After all, if you're a sheikh and you're shechting every single day, 5, 10, 20, 50 animals, all of which were alive and which were moving and which were going, and then with cold blood you go and shecht all them, even though being a sheikh is very important, we all need to eat meat, but nevertheless, a little bit of cruelty can unfortunately come into that individual, into his heart, into his midos, and so therefore, chas v'shalom, in that respect, he's like a shutim shalom alei.
Where did you read that from?
I read that it's a pirush here on the left-hand side.
It's the Tosus
Rizazakin. If you go all the way to the bottom, if you look in the middle, you are not going to find it. All the way in the bottom, it says, right. Do you have that Shibat Tabochim?
Yeah.
Right before the Tosus Rizazakin on the Gemara, it's the last one.
Yeah, and then you have the Istam Afarish, Isha Umnis Malamda, you have them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes. Okay, so there's a certain shtickle risk in being a shoichit because a little bit of cruelty can unfortunately seep in. Right, Reb Neroi Oime, back to the Mishnah.
Lawyers, there's no comment here.
Lawyers.
Reb Neroi Oime,
I leave over all the other crafts and all the trades. I only teach my son Torah. You get the benefit of Tzchar in this world. But all the other Umnis are not like that. Person becomes of elderly age or becomes sickly, etc. And he has to retire, he can't do any malach anymore. And there's no pension. What is he going to do? He's going to pass away in hunger, in famine. It gives him shmira when he's young. Course of all the mitzvahs that he did and all the learning of the Torah that he did in his youth, now some of that schar he'll be able to use Ba'ilam Mazet to keep him going, to keep him fresh.
He doesn't pay the bills though.
In a minute we'll get to that too.
Ben
Arusa Ma, or even what does it say, Ben Arus? Here, most people would learn this for Koyve Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. This is in the Haftarah that we just learned this past Shabbos. Many Balei Kriya, however, they don't read it for Koyve, they read it for Koye, meaning that the Vav is a Cholim and the Tzair is under the Yud. Where does this come from? The Mincha Shai in Mikrois Gedolus, if you have a good Mikrois Gedolus, the Mincha Shai, he says you read it Koye and not Koyve. There is a similar Koyve Hashem Yachlifu Koyach in Tehillim where it should be Koyve. This is Koye. Why, I don't know. You have to ask him in Chashai and the grace of Bali Diktuk. Anyway, v'koyei Hashem yachlifu koyech, those that have tikva in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, hoffening hopes, aspirations, and Hashem yachlifu koyech, and that will give them new strength each time when they're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, more and more strength all the time. Oh, shkoyech. Ziknusamahu oimer. See, Menachem, you thought you were the youngest. We're going to have even a younger person learning Daf Yoyim. Ziknusamahu oimer, what does he say when he gets older? Even in his elderly age, he's going to be fresh. We find Avram Avinu did kol ha'Torah kula even before it was given on Har Sinai. Shnema, Eikev Hashem Avram b'koyli v'yishma mishmarti mitzvoy yisai chukoy yisai v'soy roy soy. So, what do we see from this mandiyama from Reb Nehiroi, that one should go and teach one son Torah, and what about, leave over all the other umnias. So you may have heard that Brother Barry asked a moment ago, but that doesn't pay the bills. It's good to learn Torah, and that's Gishmak. But who's going to go and pay the rent, and pay the chenveni, pay the storekeeper? So the Marsha says in the back that it certainly was not the intention from Nehiroi to say that a person should abstain from any type of business, because after all, who's going to pay the bills? Rather, what he's trying to say is, make sure that your umnus that you are working should be the tofel, and the umnus hakavua should be your learning. That when you try to set aside as much time as possible for the learning, and then as little as time as possible, if it's possible, for your work, so that you make the ikker and the tofel tofel, and as a result of all the learning, Yemech Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you a lot of siyata deshmai in your work, both during your youth and in your later days. Anyway, I am b'marsha. On to the Gemara. Tana Rabban. Kol she'asakim b'manoshim. Whoever works with women, suro ra. You have to go and stay away from him because chas v'sholem, he may be close to chas v'sholem to be mezana, and therefore you have to worry about the inyan of yichud, like we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara Vayta, Kigoin, give me examples of asakav im hanoshim. Remember we said a person whose business is he deals with women. Give me examples. Kigoin. Hatzorfim. Tzorfim, says Rashi, means jewelers, those people that go and manufacture jewelry. So women like to have jewelry. You probably heard about that. And so therefore, those people are constantly talking and conversing with ladies, etc. V'hasrikim. What is srikim? The word srikim comes from the word masrek or sorek, which means to comb. But here it doesn't just mean to comb. In fancy English, the art school says it's called a teasel. What's the teasel? To go and take a fabric which looks nice and simple, and you go and comb it so it becomes fluffy and it becomes higher, so that when you touch it, oh, it's nice and fluffy and soft and all the rest. So it shouldn't remain just down below, but you try to raise the fibers to make it feel fancy and schmancy. Okay. Anyway, so women do things like that. So these srikim are people that are in this business of teaseling the fabrics. Vanakurais, Rashi says the kurais are those that clean out the rechaim, the hand mills. Women use hand mills for grinding the foods when they prepare it, and those hand mills get full of impurities from time to time, so you have to take it to the menaker. Remember we had the kurais yesterday or the day before, that the roosters come and they peck holes, so you have to in the dough.
Shulim, right, if it's mechorin, it's shulim.
Exactly. So here you have, he goes and pokes holes in the rechaim to clean it out and take out the schmutz. V'roichlin are the perfume peddlers that go around selling perfume and different types of cosmetics to women. Vagardium are weavers, so women are involved with the weavers to go and tell them the fabric, the dress, this and that. Vasaporim are barbers. Rashi says it's talking about because the women would go and take their children to the barbers, and so therefore there would be a little bit of interaction. Vakoifsim, those that are professional launderers, you go to the laundry. Vahagara, gara is an interesting term. Usually throughout Shas we use it, the term uman, and uman means a blood letter. The reason why he's called a gara, says over here, is because every uman reduces the amount of blood that a person has, so it's a lesson of giro'oin, to subtract and to reduce. That's why he's called a gara. Vabalon, says Rashi, is the one that's in charge of mechamim mechatzoyis. Even Eretz Yisrael today, if you go to the mikveh, the person in charge of the mikveh is called the balan. Vahabursaki is a person who works at a tannery. So all of these people, If he works at a tannery, of course, he has interaction with women that have to go and buy
chvais.
No, we're going to talk about the fact that it that there is a negative scent. We're going to talk about that on the Amud Beis. We're going to get to that shortly. Anyway, so all of these people have a lot of relationships with women, and therefore stay away.
Bushki is someone that one can, a woman.
Balan, we're talking about the ladies that have to go. Remember, nowadays it's so hard to understand because everybody has baths and showers in their own private homes. But years ago, that wasn't the case. So they were separate bati mechatzois for men and separate for ladies, or they had different hours or different days.
For ladies, a man was not there.
I can't tell you because I've never gone to a ladies' mikvah or a ladies' merchatz or something like that. But my assumption is that whoever is in charge of opening the doors and then cleaning the towels.
Schwitz, I remember in the Schwitz in Chicago, there was a women's night on Wednesday. But the person collecting money for the admission was still a man.
Oh, you see? Okay. Anyway.
Luxor baths.
Exactly. And we continue on. Oh, now the Mishnah told us, from these aforementioned trades, you shouldn't go and appoint a melech and a kohen gadol.
You don't get shlishi.
A kohen gadol would never get shlishi. Anyway, my time, what's the reason? Why? Loi mishum de psila, not because of a potential psul, loi mishum de zil nesayu. Putting aside the potential yichud issues, you have a problem with zilum nesayim, meaning that these are not considered to be superior forms of trade and of crafts. These are considered to be kind of low-life types of businesses, and so therefore we don't want to go and have a melech. You know what the melech used to do yesterday? It was a barber yesterday. Come on, barber should be a king. Okay, Tana Rabban. Asor dvorim nemru bigara. Gara again is referring to the uman, the blood letter. So says the Mishnah, 10 things about them. The first three, says Rashi, all relate to being ashtikal, arrogant. Mahalach al tzidah, he walks in a particular way, on the side, not regularly. Veruchai gasa, he talks with a ruach gasa. The nitla v'yoyshev. Nitla v'yoyshev, says Rashi, whenever he sits down, he cannot go and sit on a chair or a bench without a back. It has to have a back, and preferably it should have an armchair, so he has arms, because he's, after all, Esach HaGantze, a royal individual, so he wants to be able to sit down nicely and comfortably. Anyway, all of these involve a certain amount of arrogance. The Einoitzara, says Rashi, means that he's typically a stingy fellow. The reason why he's stingy, says Rashi, because he's Melumit Ulechol Eitzel Hamikizim. What does that mean? That all those that are Makizdam, after they give the blood, they automatically encourage those people to go and eat or drink something. Even today, if you ever give blood for a soldier or for a chola or for whatever purpose, after they take out the blood, they always ask you to sit down, take an orange juice, take something to drink before you start running around again. So apparently there was enough orange juice to go around, also for the Makis Dam himself. He would always share in the post-Hakoza food and drink. So he never had to pay from his own. He always got freebie from his patients. The Einoi Ro'ah explains Rashi is that any time he walks down the street and he sees a person who looks healthy, he says, "Hey, halavai, he would be one of my patients, so I would make some money off him. I don't need healthy guys walking around. I want people to..." I'm not saying this. Look at Rashi, three lines on the bottom. Einoi Ro'ah, Noisen Einoi Bebrim, he looks at healthy people, and he thinks himself, Shiachlu, they should chas v'shalom become chola, v'yitzrichalim, then they're going to have to call him for an appointment. So therefore, Einoi Ro'ah, he looks at everybody with a bit of a jaundiced eye. Oyichel Harba, he eats a lot, and Rashi says this is the same as we said before, since he's usually eating on somebody else's expense, he's eating with all those that had the Hakozas Dam, so he takes an extra portion. Why just one piece of cake if I can take two pieces? Umoitzi Kima, and he normally spends very little, because again he gets these freebies, these free meals whenever he goes to his patients. The Choshed Al Haroyis, if he's dealing with women, and Chas V'Shalom, there could be a problem. V'Al HaGezel, Rashi says the Gezel is that the women will often call over the Makizdam without telling their husbands, and then stealing some money from their husband's wallets to be able to go and pay to the Makizdam.
That's not him doing it. That's he's in Shlech Dvar Avera for this case.
I hear you, but he knows that that's where it's coming from, so he's, if you will, an accomplice. He's a...
Lavach Regar, of
course. Like buying stolen merchandise.
Sorry, once again?
Buying stolen merchandise.
Buying stolen merchandise. Very good. So, Ale Gezel, Val Shvichas Dom. What's a Shvichas? Some says Rashi, sometimes he takes a little bit too much blood, And guess what? And the person after that goes into cardiac arrest, and then they call Mendy, and Mendy does a great job, but unfortunately, after that, they have to call the Chaver Kadisha. So, therefore, these umnin, unfortunately, had their 10 aspects about them, and you got to be careful. Again, it doesn't say that you're not allowed to be an umman. It just means that if you're not careful, any one of these things could happen, so therefore, try to be the sterling example of not one of these guys. Okay. Dorish bar kabbalah. Oilum yalman odom es benoy umnes nekiyah v'kal. Like we learned in the Mishnah. Mayhi, give me an example. Omer Yehuda, machta de talmiyusa. What's a machta talmiyusa? A machat, of course, is a needle, and the needle is being used to sew and to make stitches. Talmiyusa, says Rashi, to go make them in nice furrows, in nice parallel lines. If you look at the top Rashi, machat talmiyas rujder belaz. Shatfirois, the stitches, asuyas tlumim tlumim, nice rows and furrows, shurois shurois kitlumim shel machresha, like that of a plow. And apparently this was not a difficult melacha, especially if you have a sewing machine, and apparently it brought in nice parnasa, so it was nekiya v'kala. So yishteitu. Now on the side there's a little aleph next to the machted talmiyusa, that aleph takes you to Mesoris Hashas on the left hand margin, pirush oruch. Erech Talmiyusa, Nikia Migezel. No overcharge. Everybody knows how much this type of fabric, if you make five rows of stitches, how much it costs. There's no Gezel. The Kala, the Lespa, Chisorin Kis. You don't have to have major outlays in terms of overhead. If you just have your needle and you have your thread and a little machine or whatever, this is something that is easy to accomplish. You don't have to have huge outlays of money, and therefore it's Nikia Vakala. Continuing on, Tani Rabbi Oyma, Inlecha Umnesha Iveris Mana Oilam. There's no umnes that leaves the world. In other words, every umnes will remain for all generations. Ashimisha Roy Esayrov. Oshkoyach Reb Shemen. Shom Aleichem Bricham Aborim. What about this? Halavai Mashiach Zalkim Azoy Shnel. Thank you very much. Shkoyach Reb Shemen. Lab 2 minutes and Ked Mitin Zmit Mitzvah. Okay, Zadki Ben Friday and Lachting and Shabbos.
Amen.
Okay, so Rabbi Oyma Eimlech Umnes Shaveres Ben Oilam. Every Umnes remains. Ashi Mishroyes Hoyrav Umnes Meula. Since many people continue in the trade of their parents, Halavai that their parents should have Umnes Meula means a superior form of business. Oilo the Mishroyes Hoyrav Umnes Peguma. Woe is to the person that's born into a family where it's an inferior type of business. Much better to go into a better business than an inferior. Now, getting to Bill's point of before, he actually oilam beloy boisam or beloy borsiki. The world needs a perfumery, a person that manufactures and sells perfumes, and also the world needs a borsiki. It means a person that works in a tannery. Ashimishim nusay boisam. How voil? Voil means how praiseworthy, how meritorious it is if you could have a business in a boisam, because Baruch Hashem, the scent is always good, and you can share that scent with others. You can send it out to others so that they also enjoy the scent. Va'ilay, and woe is to the person mishem nusay borsiki, as Bill was telling us before, because a borsiki typically has a very bad stench. In fact, the Gemara says in Chagiga that the borsin, the people that were borsikis, they could not travel oilay regular together with everybody else. They had to go and travel in separate wagons, separate caravans, because nobody wanted to get near them because of the terrible stench. But you need both of them. So, what it's great to be in the boysen business rather than being the borsiki business. But we need borsikis. Now, since we mentioned that, so the mission now says further, you have to have both boys and girls in the world, otherwise the world wouldn't continue. How much better it is to have scharim than to have nekevis. Now this sounds, of course, very, very strange. I mean, if you wouldn't have nekevis, you wouldn't have scharim, you wouldn't have anything. So, some of Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says, I think in Maseches Nida or elsewhere, it says that when one has a daughter, it's a constant worry for the parents. What's the worry? They have to be concerned that unfortunately nobody caused problems for that daughter. And when she gets older, that she shouldn't be in the middle of the Shidduch crisis. The Shidduch crisis wasn't invented in the 21st century. This goes back quite a few years. And so therefore, if he has a daughter, he's constantly worrying, oh, what's going to be with Knendel? What's going to be with Sprinza? Will she find the proper Shidduch? And Chas V'Shalom, she shouldn't go meet a boy that she shouldn't meet, and it shouldn't be Tzuris. So the Kavis is always a big headache, so to speak. That's one pshat. But I saw years ago another pshat where they have another kasha. Why does it say, Ashrei mi shebonav zecharim After all, bonim are not nekevis. It should say benois of nekevis. So I saw once a pshat that, that when you see in Chazal the lashon of ben or bas or zocher nekeva, often we're not talking about the physical gender gesundheit. Rather, we're going and talking about what that person's role is in the world. A ben or a zocher is considered to be the mashpia, while the nekeva is considered to be makabel, for obvious reasons. And so therefore, when we talk about Banav Sacharim, we're saying is, a person has sons. He should be zoicha, that his sons should be leaders, should be generals, should be mashpiyim. Rather than, oylo lemisha Banav Nekevis, that he has sons who are mekablim. I mean, you have to have soldiers too. You can't just have everybody be a general. Only in Eretz Yisrael do they have 9 million presidents or 9 million prime ministers. But the point is, that you have to have mekablim as well. But certainly it's much better that your son, he happens to be a leader and a mashpia, a teacher. Teaching has a lot of side benefits in being a mashpia and others.
There's a note here from the Meiri that suggests that the oil of the Ban of Nekevo is referring perhaps to gender dysphoria. If your son acts like girls.
Ah, okay. They act like girls.
Maybe recognizes that this is a phenomenon, and it's Euler.
Exactly. You got lots of problems. Yeah, because exactly. We also want to eat a little bit in the Tzarev Shabbos. Remeir, thank you very much. Remeir, Oyma Lo Oyla Milamid Odom Levnoi Umnes Nekiyav Kalav Yevakish Rachman Lemisha Oishu Ben Chosim Shaloi, like we had in the Mishnah. Shin Anias Ben Umnes Vein Ashiris Ben Umnes Elamisha Oishu Shaloi. All is Rabbi Nishlam. Everything Rabbi Nishlam. Shinemar Liyak Kesef Liyazov Ne Hashem Tzvokois. Hashem has all of the wealth and he distributes it accordingly. Did you ever see a tzvi or an ari doing malacha? It's tiny. From when I was born, le'ra'isi tzvi kayetz. A kayetz means a person who works in the field and puts out the fresh fruit in the field at the beginning of the summer so that it should dry out over the summer, and that's why the summer months are called kayetz. I never saw a deer who put the fruits in the field to go and dry out. I never saw an ari who is a sabal. Sabal is a porter. He's a soival. He tolerates. Traeger, exactly. Vishul, and I never saw a fox who was a chenveni, who was a storekeeper. Shkoyach. Vehim misparnesin shaloi bitzar, and all of them have parnasa berevach. In other words, they never have to go around soliciting funds. Vehim liniver elisham shayni. They were only created to go mishamishmi bnei basar v'dam. Mankind, and I was created to go and serve Hashem Yisbarach. My elish le nivru ella lisham sheni misbarnishim shali betzar. Vanishin of race lisham is koyin and it inches barnish le betzar. It should be that I should have one also without tzar. Ella shariyosi as masiv kipachti as barnasasi shenemar. Avriseichem hitu. It's a result of your avoidness, and unfortunately, things are not going the way they should. Reb Noroi Oimer Miniach Ani Kolum and Shabbat Torah Tanya. Reb Noroi Oimer Miniach Ani Kolum and Shabbat Shabbat Oilam Eni Malam and Es Bni Ela Torah. I only teach my son Torah. Shekolum the Shabbat Oilam Ena Medes Lo El Meid Al Dusa. He only has the benefit when he's young. I mean, Mezik Nusay Hari Hu Mutal Barav. There's no more income. He can't work anymore, and no pension and no benefits. Avot Torah Ena Kain. Oy Medes Lo On Beis Al Dusa. When it says Lo Achus Tikva Beis. No Say Beis Al Dusa Ma Oy Med Says Vekoyve Hashem Or Koye Hashem Yachlifu Koyach Yalu Ever Kanesharim. Even in their old age, they're fresh and they're productive and they continue to learn and they continue to do mitzvahs. A great schar that one has when one learns Torah. Sashmi not for sex, the Kedushim, the Sashmi not. Lo Yamadain, Veloy, the Almud.